You're listening to the Live Free Now Show with John Bush, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free and prosperous life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. Subscribe to the podcast feed for the latest episodes. And now your host, John Bush. Hey there, friends. John Bush here with the Live Free Now podcast. And I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to the podcast feed, share a little bit about myself, and let you know what to expect from the Live Free Now show, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free and prosperous life. That's our little tagline, and that's what we're all about. On the podcast, we are going to be focusing on current events, news from a liberty perspective, and it's not just going to be about politics and living free from a societal perspective, but a holistic approach to freedom. That means living financially free. That means having freedom from chronic fatigue, chronic illness, and also, and possibly most important, having internal freedom and internal peace, freedom from those internal tyrants. Everybody spends so much time focusing on the tyrants at City Hall or the state capitol or Washington, D.C., and we often neglect the tyrants, the tyrant that we see when we look in the mirror. So that's what the show is going to be all about, but it's not just going to be news. We're going to give you lots of tips and tools that you can use in your life so you can live free now. Again, we're not just talking about political freedom. We're talking about a holistic approach to freedom, to have freedom in all aspects of your life, to live the good life, a life that is not just about surviving and getting by and fighting and pushing back, but it's about thriving and flourishing in your relationships with yourself, with your community, with those in your personal life, and yeah, the good life. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am 35 at the time of this recording, live in Central Texas, born and raised in Austin, Texas, and I've been involved in activism since 2002, well, I guess even before then in high school. I helped to organize the Student Anarchist Front. This is before I even knew what anarchism meant, but we organized the Student Anarchist Front to protest the tardy table. That was a policy that you're going to get 15-minute detention for simply being 1 minute late, so we organized a walkout and got in trouble with the principal. There's actually a bee buzzing around my head right now, interestingly enough, but we're going to be at peace here and not bother the bee. The bee's not going to bother us. It's a libertarian bee. But in 2002, I learned about the truth behind 9/11. I caught a documentary from old Alex Jones, who really has gone off the deep end in recent years. But the documentary 9/11 Road to Tyranny, I caught it on cable access. It was a big eye-opener for me. And from then, I just started researching and researching and researching and diving down the rabbit hole of false flag terrorism, totalitarian government, police state, martial law. Organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, and really started learning a whole lot and trying to, quote-unquote, wake people up. And I tried and tried and tried to educate people about 9/11 being an inside job, and there's this totalitarian government being put in place, and the surveillance state and police state and Big Brother. This was before the whole NSA leaks and the Edward Snowden stuff. And you know, I realized after about 10 years of that, that there's so many people that recognize that 9/11 was an inside job, but nobody really did anything about it. And those that likely perpetrated it were still in power. Along the way, I got introduced to Dr. Ron Paul and libertarianism. I was already a libertarian at heart and had heard the concept first in an ethics class in college and really resonated with me. And when I learned about Ron Paul and libertarianism and joined this whole liberty movement with his campaign in 2007, I felt like I had something really clicked for me. There was now a political philosophy that I could subscribe to and learn in depth. So I spent some time trying to reform the Republican Party with the rest of the Ron Paul revolution, and that was more banging our heads against the wall. But out of that, We formed a political action committee called Texans for Accountable Government and really got down with some effective activism at the local and state level, pushing back on police blood withdrawals. We stopped police officers from being trained to do phlebotomy blood withdrawals in the city of Austin. We learned about the Fusion Center. The mother of my kids and I, we did a whole tour educating people about Fusion Centers, which is this Department of Homeland Security apparatus that rose after 9/11 that would merge local, state, and federal law enforcement, where they would do information gathering and intelligence sharing. And we had a big impact, and that was great. But still, I realized that we weren't necessarily creating more freedom. In reality, we were slowing the growth of more tyranny, right? And even when we would take what appeared to be one step forward, really it was just slowing the number of steps we would take backwards. But we would take one step forward and have this little victory. We would stop something. And in that time, the government would be rolling out all sorts of control and other programs nonetheless. And so it was around this time that I really started focusing more on solutions. And from Ron Paul, I learned about Murray Rothbard, and I learned about Samuel Edward Konkin and agorism, revolutionary market anarchism, which will be a big focus of this program, the idea that we shouldn't compete within the state to create a free society. Rather, we should compete with the state, creating alternative institutions that are based on mutually beneficial voluntary associations. And it was this time I had a dramatic shift away from the reactionary activism in the political fields where we're constantly just following the lead of those in power, the ruling class, and trying to push back on their efforts. Rather, I wanted to switch to more of a proactive approach where we would create solutions to the problem. First, we started off educating people about alternative currencies, using silver instead of the debased dollar, going to farmers markets, encouraging them to trade or accept silver, which we had great success at. Alternative currencies was big. Growing your own food, decentralizing food production, backyard gardens, community gardens, self-defense groups, people learning to use firearms safely and proficiently, encrypted communication, and then cryptocurrency came along. And it was a wonderful example of an alternative institution, decentralized, peer-to-peer, no central authority. And it was really kind of just demonstrating that this whole thing works. And so that was really a big focus of mine for a while early on in the Liberty Movement. While everyone was still gung-ho for Ron Paul 2012, we were out there encouraging people to try a different approach to build the free society that we're all yearning for and to live free in our own lives, to take steps to opt out of the system when we can, based on people's own risk assessment, to take that very far or as far as you're willing to take it with your own risk aversion. And it was shortly after this time I had children. They're now 7 and 8. And through that, I really started looking inward because the kiddos are like reflections of yourself. And I had issues, our family had some issues, and the kids had some issues, and there was some struggle. Of course, a lot of beauty, but a lot of struggle. But being the conscious human being that I was, I took that struggle as an opportunity to really look inward. And at this time, I started learning about nonviolent communication, which is something we're going to study, mindfulness, Buddhism, self-improvement, dealing with internal demons and traumas and doing the work, which is arguably the hardest part about the whole live free now philosophy is the internal work. And that was a big focus for my life, and I carry that forward into my life. And since I've been able to maintain much healthier relationships, and I'm going to share all the beauty of that as well. It was also along this time, doing so much activism, being self-employed. The last time I had a real job was 2009, and that was working part-time as a teller in a drive-thru. And then before that, I was doing political activism and selling cars, really. But entrepreneurship came a big part of my life, and for the past 10 years, I guess 11 years now, it's just been self-employment, various entrepreneurial efforts, activist efforts, getting paid to do political campaigns, founding nonprofits. But for the big bulk of that time, I was living in basic poverty, and I really grew tired of that. So I kind of rested on my laurels when it came to the survival stuff and the gardening and the activism, and withdrew a little bit from the limelight and giving speeches and stuff, and really focused in on entrepreneurship. And I'm really grateful to report that all of that hard work and that focus really paid off, and we're no longer living in poverty and we're finally experiencing some successes. So that's also going to be part of the whole Live Free Now approach to life, financial freedom, which I think is absolutely important. For the longest time, there were so many people in this movement, the Liberty Movement, the Truth Movement, that were simply giving away all of their time, efforts, and energy and ending up broke and depleted. And thankfully, cryptocurrency really helped out with a lot of people. I wish it would have helped more with me. We had a lot of cryptocurrency come in, and the cryptocurrency turned around and went out as though it was money that we used. But I want to share some entrepreneurial strategies as well, some success strategies, some business strategies to help people find freedom. You know, you can be employed and have financial freedom as well. There's all sorts of tips and tools to utilize there. But I really think entrepreneurship presents an opportunity for you to have the freedom to choose how you want to live your life, how you're going to set your schedule, where you're going to live throughout that process. So that brings us up to today. Really, the focus as of late has been agorism, encouraging people to continue to build these alternative institutions. I'm recording this in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, and I think it presents a wonderful opportunity for us to do things differently moving forward when we come out of this. I've been sharing a lot about entrepreneurial strategies and success as well, and self-improvement. And so, yeah, inspired in large part by Derek Bros, who invited me to come participate on the Conscious Resistance Network. Been doing YouTube videos, that all these podcasts will be published there as well. Feeling like I'm getting back in the game. Things have leveled out financially. That area of my life is growing. And so now I'm encouraged to share my gifts with the world. And that's what this podcast is. I've done podcasting, I don't know for how long, maybe 15 years now, whether it was radio on the pirate radio station here in Austin, or the Rise Up radio show, the morning show I did on Liberty Radio Network. We did Live Free Now back in the day with Jason Rink. That was on radio. And there's this Sovereign BTC podcast. But it was always like these little sparing efforts, and then I would always switch to something else. But I'm hoping to create this podcast feed, keep it consistent, and carry it forward for the next several years so we have a nice collection of ideas, interviews, and tips and tools and news coverage that you can learn from, that you can feel inspired by, and that you could participate in the conversation. So that's the introduction there. We're going to be uploading some podcasts and videos that we've already recorded, and then once we catch up to the present date, every time we do a video or an interview or just a sharing of thoughts and ideas, we'll be sure to upload it here on this podcast feed. So I want to thank you for tuning in. That's just a bit about me, a bit about the Live Free Now podcast and what the Live Free Now philosophy is all about. And I want to invite you to subscribe to this channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, check out livefreenow.show. Check out our sponsors, bravehealthstore.com and mybravebotanicals.com, all natural products that you can use to survive and thrive in this crazy mixed up world. But yeah, this is John Bush reminding you to stay healthy, to live free, enjoy life to the fullest. All right, guys, thanks for listening.